A day before, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh visited Coquitlam, promising opportunities for local companies to contribute to the country's economic recovery from COVID-19. The Liberals were in the Tri-Cities addressing the same topic. Chrystia Freeland took the performance stage at Port Moody's Rocky Point Park Monday morning, August 16, to announce, if the Liberals remain in power, its government would extend the Canadian Recovery Hiring Program, CRHP. The Liberals plan to extend and introduce new emergency supports for businesses and workers in addition to the CRHP. If a business applies and qualifies for the program, it allows employers to receive a subsidy that would help pay for employee wages, to which the next period of application process takes place between September 1 and December 30, 2021. This is our chance to continue moving forward for Canadian workers and businesses, Freeland said in a social media post, who served as Deputy Prime Minister for the 2 years following the Liberals' minority government win in 2019. Let's keep the momentum and build a Canada that is robust, resilient, and more competitive. Freeland was joined by local Liberal candidates Ron McKinnon, Coquitlam Port Coquitlam, and Will Davis, Port Moody Coquitlam. McKinnon is the incumbent Member of Parliament for his riding and is seeking a third term. During a question period, Justin Trudeau's call for an election was addressed and how it's been met with criticism, including from those in BC's interior dealing with another horrid wildfire season. I think it is entirely appropriate for us to say to Canadians now, this is a democracy. This is what we stand for. It's up to you now to make your choice, Freeland said. That's what we're saying today. We're committed to extending the Canadian Recovery Hiring Program, helping tourism and hospitality industries with temp. Temporary, wage and rent support, an arts and culture recovery program, insurance coverage for media production and a transitional support program to help workers in the creative fields, Freeland added in her social media post. Election Day is set for September 20, 2021. The federal government was officially dissolved on Sunday, August 15.